Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, November 6th, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, and yay, it's Master Your Mindset Monday. Yep, and it is going to be awesome. Well, I hope you're doing awesome already. I hope that today is off to an amazing start, and I hope you have a well-thought-out plan for the week. Or not, you do you. Everybody, every day, and everything you do doesn't have to be mind or butt busting to make things happen. Sometimes slow, steady, and easy will get us there just the same. I can tell you from an experience. Yes, indeed. It's a good thing to have your mind set on something worth wanting, though. You know, but you know what? Sometimes stuff happens, life happens sometimes, and we can get off track or sidetrack. We can find ourselves locked into routines that make us feel like we're on a hamster's wheel. You get the picture. We can lose sight of our hopes and aspirations because other priorities come into play. We can find ourselves burdened and bored just because we haven't given ourselves all the time and attention we deserve. We find ourselves in that place where we just seem to have lost our groove. Well, do not hang up your hopes. All that can change if you start looking for your groove. I promise you, if you seek it, you're going to find it. My special guest today, superstar RRR TV host Cassandra McShepherd, and I are going to chat for a few minutes about that. So hold on tight, hang on to your seats. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, Silver, how are you? In the groove.
You know it. I don't plan on losing my groove. I don't want to have to go and try to find it again. But I always have tried to hang on to my own definition of it anyway. So, belated happy birthday to you, sis. I know we texted back and forth about all that because that's happening for us all around the same time. Yes, indeedy. Yeah. Yes, indeed. I hit that big landmark birthday. Day. Yes, I did. Somebody told me, well, you don't look like a great grandmother. I said, well, you know, I don't know that there is a real definition for that.
Right.
But
I'm
coming
up. This is what it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, I do. Yeah, well,
yeah,
for me, that was
what
exactly
like.
What I.
This is what it looks
this
like.
Is what I'm making it look like.
Right.
This is how I'm going to do it, for sure, for sure. So I'm excited. You know, I just had the most exhilarating day that day. It was just something to hit that place in life, and I was just very, very excited about myself. I really was. So, but anyway, going to make it a happy month, and we'll have to make it a happy every day. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah,
but let's move
because
along
we can.
To the conversation. Yes, indeed. You probably remember, of course you do, the 1998 movie, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. So let's kind of start off with a little bit of fun. That was 20 years ago, so some people listening may not have a clue about that movie. But we do know that Stella managed to find her groove with a much younger man. She was 40-ish, and he was 20-ish, and she was off on a nice little extravagant vacay, and they met, and they got together, got the hookup going, and that added a lot of excitement to her life. And so I'm just going to ask you, what do you think about somebody doing a fling? Get their groove back. I'm just wanting your opinion.
Honestly, and that was that's funny.
Yeah,
and
honestly,
that was a great movie.
Of course,
it was a great movie. It was a real cute thing at the time. But when I think about one's groove, when I think about anything that you get, I think about it's not only about the getting, but about the keeping. And when I think honestly or seriously about that, I don't want a temporary groove. I want to own what I have, and so you can't find it outside of yourself. Though that was a cute concept, and I'm mad at it. But as we talk, and oftentimes look at things, you know, that happen around us to illustrate points or jump off points. When I think about a groove or something like getting back to you, I think about something that's got more permanence versus something that you get outside of yourself that you can easily lose, which, as we know, life went on to say that did kind of follow the life of Terry McMillan, and she did lose it. Now, I don't know if the groove was lost with that, but, you know, I think about, play if you want, but when it comes to pinning your hopes on a groove, make it something that is you. And so it can't be easily lost.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I am definitely in agreement with you. I just thought it might be fun to come out of the gates with that. I think that when a lot of people think of a groove, that might be something that they put on their to-do list. And I just want to kind of layer what you just said that, you know, keep in mind that was a movie and it was entertaining. And I know that all happens in real life, but I'm on the page with Cassandra. If, you know, things are going to make your heart sing and bells ring, but I'm not going to say don't because you're grown women. But I'm going to say this, be a wise woman when it comes to certain things. So we want you to find that groove, but we want it to be something that makes you more masterful at being you for the long run. And with that being said, on a more serious tip, when we're talking about a groove, we are talking about something that helps you get to a really good place in space in your own life, you know, for enjoying yourself and enjoying your life. That's really what we're talking about today. And, you know, that could be easy or it might be a little bit of a strategy involved, but we're going to talk about that. One of the first things I want us to talk about, Cassandra, are some of the realities with that, some of the introspection that goes along with that. And I think a lot of women, men too, find themselves in places where they've been sidetracked. And I think it's a good thing to just take a look at where do you think you lost it? You know, where do you think you lost your groove at? I know oftentimes, sometimes in midlife, maybe even earlier for some people, you know, you have your heart set on some things that you think are going to happen in your job, your career, goals, and, you know, just kind of finding yourself going from one place maybe to another and it's still just not shaking out. And, you know, sometimes that gets to it'll affect your mindset and it'll affect your emotions. And somewhere you find out that you put your groove down and you forgot where which one of those workplaces you left it in. And you know you need to, you know, get yourself back on track. And, you know, my thought theory with that is remember, you know, try to remember what was your ultimate goal? What was your passion? What was your purpose when you launched out? It doesn't mean that just because you had to maybe do this to make some earnings or make sure you were getting that paycheck every couple of weeks, doesn't mean just because you got sidetrack that you can't get back on track to what that thing is that really brings you the real joy in doing work. What are your thoughts, Cassandra?
Well, you know, I think a few things. I think about, I'm all about fundamental. I'm all about core truths and beliefs, because those really are the things that drive us or hold us back. And I think about the truth that no matter where you are, because if you want to elevate or deviate from where you are, you must do it from being on your own side versus imagining yourself as being a failure or lost in any way. Silver, you remember clearly that the first part of this decade, if you will, I was really out of step, just really completely lost and wandered around, you know, still putting paint on it and climbing on 3-inch heels, but I was really sleepwalking in my life, and I woke up about 2 birthdays ago and realized that I was completely out of step with myself. And so, and for a birthday, wanted nothing but wanted to start telling the truth of Cassandra again. And I made a plan to get, for me, it had to do with weight loss. You remember that whole process. And many people set goals like that. For me, that goal, but it's no different from any goal that you set, had to have a plan behind it and some things to do in lieu of other things that I was doing. I had been depressed, mother, father, and brother, and one day woke up and asked the question, who are you and whose butt is that? Whose backside is that? And why is it, and why is it in my mirror? But when I talk about reclaiming, I can't even say reclaiming a groove. When I talk about getting back in the groove, because we are constantly changing and evolving, the groove or the desires or plans should change and evolve also. Many times we frustrate ourselves by looking back and reaching back for things that were not even true to us. Grooves or patterns or desires set by other people's information or by the world outside of us. But as you keep on living, you hopefully grow into really being able to hear your own voice and doing those things that are really good for you, that really serve you. And when I think about being able to get in a groove that you are not easily shaken out of, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, thanks for sharing all of that, because I think that added a lot of insight and perspective to exactly what we're trying to put out there for people. You know, another real big one, Cassandra, is relationships. And we see it all the time, people who feel that they have been in a relationship or are in a relationship where they don't really get their opportunity to shine. Individually, or you know, they defined what they feel marriage or relationship is, and so they've given themselves a particular identity that they feel they need to maintain for the sake of maintaining the balance and stability in the relationship, and so their own individual groove gets lost. And I think this particular thing, along with everything, of course, we're talking about, is a true definition of mastering your mindset. Because if you give that truth to it, then that's the way it's going to shake out. If you tell yourself that this is my new identity and this is it, then that's going to be it. If you have allowed yourself to become a oneness, which, and I'm not talking about on the spiritual level, people, I'm talking about two lives that are really distinctly different, but you're brought together spiritually as one. I'm talking about the fact that there's your own pathway and there's your own idea about things you should be doing and your own aspirations and daydreams and dreams. Don't have to get lost. I think that we've all been very conditioned, like we have about a lot of things, about what things should look like, how they should be in order for them to be a certain kind of thing. And so we're easily bought into those ideals, if you want to call them that, that are not true ideals, because we have to look for what really works for us in your relationship with yourself, with your significant other, there are brilliant relationships where people are living out lives together and both are doing their own thing individually. And that's where we've got to realize that we do have that individual opportunity to do that, to flesh out our own ideas and things that we've had in our mind that we wanted to do. I don't think there's any real guideline that says you're not supposed to do anything once you're inside of a relationship. Now, that's one aspect. But then there are some situations where people really do get locked in and it's not in anywhere positive and there's no way to look at it any other way. And that's, you know, a whole other conversation. But there is the opportunity. It takes some redefining of the relationship, redefining in your own mind what that means and who you are in order to find your particular groove. If you lost it in the midst of the relationship, all you have to do is get back in touch with yourself, which we've been talking about for the last few minutes, and come up with a new definition that will take you in the direction of what your plans and your purposes are and still can be inside of the ultimate goals of the, you know, keeping the relationship intact and stable.
I think about relationships, and a good one is a true blessing, not just for those that are involved, but to everyone witnessing it. I think, however, a true relationship, or whatever that is probably because of media, social media, and the world that we live in, more elusive than ever. However, when it comes to relationships, I don't know how you can be in an honest one without having a honest relationship with yourself. I think about
right.
Changing within a relationship, which is tricky. I got married at the age of 21. I mean, really, I shouldn't have been making any kind of serious decisions at that time. I was as old as I had ever been. But in the scheme of things, I hadn't even begun to know myself. And when you do connect so young in a relationship, it's not impossible, but challenging to sometimes grow within that. But I also think, Silver, on being in relationships, and I think about with a loving partner or even friends, there is nothing more fulfilling than being in a relationship with someone where you can really be yourself, where you can really be seen and still loved and accepted. But that can only happen when you do you first. And so, again, and this is all about, because the groove is a personal thing. The groove is a personal thing for many reasons. Younger couples, when you get together, and, of course, once children are involved, you are responsible for them. But you are no less responsible to your own spirit, to your own soul, to honor yourself. And it's grown-folks business. This is not the kids. Because it takes introspection, and it takes fearlessness, and it takes honesty. And a lot of times when in relationships, we lie. We lie because we don't want things to change. It's not really working, but it's what we know. He's not everything, but he's better than nothing. And all of those are lies that always come out in the wash, or you end up in a psych ward, you know, one way or the other, or other places. So the best relationship to have is one with yourself. If your groove is contingent upon somebody else being there or something else being in place or anything outside of yourself which can change and will change in time, well, then you're jacked up again. You're grooveless.
Well, that's some good stuff, Cassandra, for sure, for sure. The next point I have is that sometimes life happens, as I said, and somewhere along the roads of those the life, we sometimes misplace our groove. And sometimes those things are hard, heavy things that you know, we really just have to focus on and priorities during the course of life. But it's still important. And I think you know this. I watched you as a caregiver to your mom. I don't know if you would like to speak on that, but I know I saw what a great priority that was and of course should have been. But I also saw you, even though, you know, you may have been doing, as you said, putting on 3-inch heels and makeup, the Cassandra that the world got to see was still holding her groove. And so I say that to say when it happens, and even I can use myself, man, if I haven't been through some stuff, and particularly in the last few years, and, you know, as I said, I really don't intend to lose my groove because I know, you know, what happens when you do put that down. Not that you can't, you know, minimize some other things, again, and make other things priority, and I've done that, but still you find a way to put those heels on, show up, you know, have that face on and, you know, be determined to slay life regardless, and that is really all about being in your groove. I can say, and I'm sure you can say too, Cassandra, it's not always easy, but once you get yourself going that day, it's on. It's really on. The play is on.
You
it
know,
only
Silver,
takes you getting up and getting into it.
Yeah. I go back to our core beliefs. I don't believe that the world is out to get me.
Right.
I don't think it sucks. So believe in that. If I can remove myself from being a victim, no matter how life is pinching me, kicking me, or working my nerves, if I'm not a victim, then what am I? A student. And if I'm a student, then it's not out to slay me. I just need to learn from it. And if I am in learning mode, I may as well be fierce while I'm doing it. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, well, but again, the core belief, and it really when I go back again to as we start this conversation, at your core, what do you think about the world you're living in? And it has its lessons, its processes, its challenges. It's you're asked to do things at some point that you don't know how to do, don't know that you can do. But if it doesn't take you out, you it takes you through. And so that is my fundamental belief. And so, you know, when it's less than lovely, I'm still going to try to show up for it. You know, and you and I have both lived enough and experienced enough to know, because you're not out of the game. You might be down, but you're not out. You never know who's watching. You never know who you're teaching. You never know what other seeds are being planted or what other bricks are being laid. I can assure you, however, though, that you are laying bricks that you yourself will walk over eventually. And so you've got to stay in the game. I think I'm not really about faking it until you make it. But this is one situation where that really does help. When you're in your processes of growth and evolution, nobody can do it but you. And so to wear it visibly and verbally and bore other people with it or belabor it, or every time you talk to somebody, this is where it's personal. Life is taking you to the next level, not them. So you may as well get dressed and ride it out and trust
exactly.
it.
For sure. Well, we have a couple minutes we can talk about my last
where does the time
point,
go?
And that it goes, that I can tell you. And that's go get it. And I have, you know, go get it. You think you lost your groove? Well, go get it. You know, there are places to go and people to see, things to do where your groove is. And I want to say a couple of things. Look for the most immediate results, and don't procrastinate about it. Don't tell yourself that you're going to get to it. Don't tell yourself necessarily wait till 2018 unless there's some pressing reason that you really need to. Don't say someday, because I love that when I see that it says there are 7 days in the week and someday is not one of them. You know, go ahead and do what you have to do. Do what it takes to feel good about yourself. Do those things. Don't put yourself last on the list of everyday things. Put yourself up at the top. Put yourself first sometimes, and then do what it is that's going to make life feel exciting. And don't wait just for life to get exciting. Do the things that will make it feel exciting to you. There's so many, many options for you to choose from. And I'll just say this one other thing, Sandra, and you can give us a closing statement. For real makeovers, and I don't mean just makeovers in your look, although that is a really easy way to start. But if it means making over that career, making over that relationship that may not be real, I'm not talking about relationships that are good and you just hit in a slump. But if it's not a relationship that's making you feel like you're in the right groove, you might need to do a makeover there. But keep that word in mind, because you can always make over something. It's just a decision.
I would agree with that. I think going to get it, it's okay also to do the little things if that's all you can do. I am very well acquainted with can't do it, not today. But I have been challenging myself when in those places to just do the little thing. Accomplishing anything is really a self-perpetuating kind of thing. It enables you to feel good about where you are, even though you're not where you want to be. Can you make one step? Can you make one thought towards something else? Can you just not do something that's keeping you where you are, and oftentimes that's putting our mouth on a negative situation? Can you just not do that? And because little steps, small steps, baby steps are honored. And in terms of going to get it, we are always changing, Silver. As I shared with you, I recently recognized an evolution in myself with having all my hair chopped off and painting my nails red. I can't wait to see where this is going. But, you know, it's going to be a groove of some kind. And I am, you know, but because I know that the world is not out to get me, I'm going with this flow.
Yeah.
And I'm trusting.
Yeah.
I'm in the
Absolutely.
Groove.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Well, thank you, sis, for all of your wisdom. You know, I appreciate you and all your Cassandraisms, and I need you to go ahead and tell people where they can see you Monday through Friday, and also check out all the amazing other things that you do, Superstar RRR. So tell us quickly where they can go.
Well, if you're in the Milwaukee area, Channel 6, outside of the Milwaukee area, fox6now.com. Real Milwaukee is a show, TV show that I co-host Monday through Friday, and we stream live 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Other than that, CassandraMcShepherd.com, my website. You can get all up in my business. And, of course, every Master Your Mindset Monday show with Silver Ray Fox right here.
Yeah, and please do check out her website, because she does other things. Speaks, teach, sings, and I think that, you know, if you got a check, she'll travel. So
that's right. Yes, I do.
She's worth the time, effort, and money, I promise you. My good friend, thank you so much. You know, I appreciate you, and I will talk to you in just a little while. I know we got some plans, so I will talk to you shortly. Thank you again. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Thank you and your audience.
We do want to thank you, audience, for being the most amazing audience, because you really, really are. Thank you so much for tuning in. Share this show with others, too, who might be interested and inspired. Look forward to talking to you again soon. In the meantime, until the next time, be good, be blessed, be awesome. We'll be right back.